Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flank here. Police have charged a 16-year-old with terror-related offences following that alleged Western Sydney church stabbing. He's been refused bail ahead of facing a bedside hearing today. The charge carries a maximum penalty of life behind bars. Two men were injured in the alleged incident on Monday night. A heads up, flu cases are on the rise across the state. New South Wales Health say there's been a 20% increase in cases over the past week, with more than 14,000 recorded year to date. There's been just under 770 cases across Hunter New England Health District during 2024. Newcastle Council's posting a modest $4 million surplus in its draft budget for the new financial year. Almost $140 million will go towards infrastructure, including the art gallery expansion. Deputy Lord Mayor Declan Clausen admits some of the projects aren't being delivered as quickly as they'd like.
Things do move in terms of the timing. Projects become more expensive than we've originally forecast, and that's happening a fair bit right across the industry at present. It means that the timing might occur slightly later than we'd originally intended. And that's just to make sure that things remain affordable for our ratepayers.
And Canberra's tipped to unveil big changes to how HECS debts are calculated when it hands down the next federal budget. It comes as students face another potentially large increase in June. Melbourne's beat the Roosters 18-12 to get round 7 of the NRL underway. It sees the Storm jump to the top of the ladder. Meantime, Bulldogs fullback Connor Tracy's got extra motivation to put on a clinic against the Knights on Sunday. He secured the number one jersey, beating teammate Blake Taff, who will instead come off the bench. Tracy says despite their mixed results this season, there's still plenty of belief.
I just like the more we play together, we're sort of clicking every game. We've got a full week of training this week, we'll be good. But yeah, those things evolve. I feel like we're evolving as a team, sort of finding out what works for us and our strengths. So, yeah, I feel like the more games we play, we'll just be better for it.
And tough going for the Aussie Roos. They've gone down 1-0 to Indonesia in Doha in the AFC Under-23 Asian Cup over in Qatar overnight.